You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Take your Bibles. We're in the book of Matthew tonight. We'll let the orchestra come around. Great orchestra that plays for us every service. 9 trumpets down here. And look at all those instrumentals. God bless you, kids and young people and adults as well. Appreciate you so very much. Matthew chapter 14. And we'll let them get around to the auditorium here just momentarily. Bus kids, I'm so glad you're here tonight. Amen. Brother Austin, you and Chloe, and Brother Alex, God bless you for investing in those young people. You know, tomorrow, I'll just tell you this, be in prayer. Brother Simmons has the building that we want to use in East Palo Alto, and we get word tomorrow if we can use it. They want us to use it. In fact, the city of Palo Alto wants to let us use it for free, and so we'll see about all that. But it's going to be a blessing. We're opening that chapel up the end of September, the 28th. Today's the 7th, the 14th, the 21st, and then the 28th. And so you pray for those young people. It's about 10 or 12. I'm looking for Brother Simmons. You're somewhere in the house here, right back there. About 10 or 12 or 15 work in that ministry, I think. Then we have the nursing homes. I had so many good reports. We were in nursing homes all day today, and about 12 or 14 of those. And thank God for the workers. Then the bus ministry and the Sunday school for C ministry. And I'm looking forward to getting all the reports tomorrow. You know, Brother Dan, you started a new route today. This is going to sound terrible, but it's great. 3 riders today, and he had salvation, and a mama came on the route. And Dan, I'm proud of that. Derek Baker, you and Brooke, you've been getting visitors every week on your new route and getting saved. A lot of adults. And I thank God for you. Keep it up. It's wonderful. Let's read together before we pray. We are not going to spend our time in chapter 14. We're going to spend ourselves in another chapter. But we need to get this for background. Chapter 14, verse 15 through 21. Let's read it together. 15 through 21. 14, 15 through 21. Ready? Begin. And when it was evening, to ourselves in chapter 14, verse 15, it was a desert place. God cannot feed people in a desert place. There's no food that was growing there. There was no sustenance there, but God did it in a desert place. God can do anything God wants him to do. Go with me to the next chapter, please, chapter 15. Chapter 15, verse 32 through verse 39. Let's read 32 through 39 together. Ready? Begin. Then Jesus called his disciples unto him.
Thank you.
chapter 14, we have that Jesus fed 5,000 men, plus the women, plus the children. In chapter 15, we have that he fed 4,000 men. They'd been with him for 3 days, had been fasting, nothing to eat. But the Bible says in chapter 16 is our text tonight. In chapter 16, verse 8, which when Jesus perceived, he said, O ye of little faith, why reason ye among yourselves because ye have brought no bread? Here it is, verse 9, our message tonight. Do you not yet understand, neither remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up, neither the 7 loaves and the 4,000. God said, don't you remember? Just the previous chapter and the previous chapter. I fed 5,000 men and women and children. And now, the chapter before, I fed 4,000. Don't you remember that? Our Father, you can do anything. You can feed the multitudes. And my message tonight, let him do it again. Let him do it again. You fed 5,000. You fed 4,000. And these people forgot that you could do that. How quickly we forget. I pray that an unusual message tonight, a lot of illustration. But I pray that I'd illustrate this truth and that people would get that you could do it again. Here in the Silicon Valley, you've been saving souls for 50 years in this place. 100,000 nearly have walked the aisle of this church trusting Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. Nearly 20,000 have followed the in believers' baptism. Thousands of lives have been changed. And Lord, sometimes we think you could do that in the past, but you just can't do it again. It's a different era. We have socialists in this country now. Lord, it's a different era. We have Mr. Newsom in this state capitol. It's a different era. It's harder today. The coming of the Lord is nigh. It's a different era. But God, if you did it yesterday, you could do it again today. And help us to see it is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Let him do it again. Amen. Let him do it again. God can do anything. But I don't believe that we are at a point where people are not hungry. Our men on the staff, we'll meet tomorrow and go over all the visitor cards and all the records of visitors. Brother Donald, I was talking to you as an usher, a layman in our church, and he said, I can't keep up, I'm an usher. I'm trying to get to meet all these visitors. They're just pouring in here. I mean, literally, they're pouring in here. They're from our B buses, they're from our C buses, they're from God's people passing tracks. I asked somebody today, I said, how'd you come? Said, someone passed me this track. They didn't call it a track. Someone passed me, and that's why I'm here. People are coming. People are anxious. People are want to know the truth. Is there a Bible way to salvation? Is there a way to get to heaven? Amen. You know, I think of this property. This property is a miracle from God. I don't need to tell the entire story. You've heard it so many times. But 6 1/4 acres. And I called Ben Yates, the owner of the property, so many years ago, 30. I said, Ben, we want your property. He said, well, we're selling it. He said, got an offer for $9.6 million and one for $6.9 million. I won't take the lot early one, but I'll take the $9.6 million. He says, give me an offer. I offered him, I got the letter, $4.5 million. He had an offer of $9.6 million. He said, Pastor, I'd like to sell it to the church. I can't. I'd like to start it. You're starting your college 29 years ago. He said, I can't sell it to you. I've got to sell it. He sold it to those people and it fell out of sale. A year later, he called me. He said, Pastor, it fell out of sale. What can you offer me? A year ago, you offered me $4.5 million. I said, I can offer you $3 million this year. I'll never forget, we were meeting in where you secretaries all, 5 of you secretaries all, that was where we were meeting. And he said, I could take $3 million. God did that. Amen. We were on 1 acre all those years. They're using it for the Spanish ministry tonight. And we were on that. But God did that, Brother Van Dyke. God did that. Amen. And he said, who's going to be your financier? And I said, Ben, I'd like you to finance this. He said, I can do that. He said, how much can you give me down payment? I said, 16 months from now, we're starting a college. I'll give you $1 for 16 months. He said, that'll be okay. God did it back here. Well, he can't do it over here. He fed 5,000 over here. I don't think he can feed 4,000. God can do anything. God did this. I can remember the days when Ben was selling it, and I said, can I put four pulpits on the four corners of the property? It was all weeds out here. Had that academic building that we're going to dedicate next Sunday night. And it was just that building, Stanford Applied Engineering. And we walked around, got stickers in here, and we walked around and got to this plexiglass pulpit. I had prayer requests underneath it. Pray for this property, pray for this about this property. I got to the next one. All the markers, we had something to pray about, and people circled it, and we named it Jericho. Just like God brought the walls of Jericho down, and we prayed for years, we fasted for years, and God gave us this property. I wonder if God can do it again. This is 6.25 acres. I wonder if God can give us that half acre next door. I don't think he can do it. I don't think he can do it. God can do anything God wants to do. And if God has that building for this church, now we're going to start a fund next Sunday night. I'm just going to tell you. It's for that building. It may not be that building. God may open another building by the slide across the street. And oh, I know we may have to put the Christian school there. And so then we'll have to put a bridge across the street to the park and to this area. And we'll have a bridge out here. But the city said they won't approve that. Oh, but if God wants a bridge, we're having a bridge. God can do it again. He fed 5,000. Why can't he feed 4,000? I want you to remember with me that we had that property at Clyde Avenue. We were renting it, and they put a sign, they put it in the San Jose Mercury News, Brother Moore and Brother Mike. In the San Jose Mercury News, they put a advertisement selling the building. I was in there about 5 o'clock on a Saturday night getting ready for church on Sunday and cleaning things. And a realtor came in and said, we're showing the church. I said, oh, no. We're buying the church. She goes, it's in the Mercury News. Here it is. It's for sale. I called Dr. Sands, who First Baptist Church of San Jose, he and a congressman owned it. I said, I want to talk to you, Dr. Sands. He goes, well, it's Saturday. I said, I'll meet you on Monday morning. We met over here at First Street at a coffee house. I said, you're selling. He goes, I've got to sell it. I said, well, let me buy it. He said, I've got to have money. And I just was raising $1,000 a day for bonds. And we were building a building to build. And I said, give me some time. He goes, I'll give you 1 month. And in 1 month, God gave us the money. It was 2/3 of an acre at that time. It's an acre now. God did that. I can remember we bought the first house for $51,000 and moved it to South San Jose. I was just down there making visits off of Allen Rock, and I went by and took a picture of it. And then the next one, $268,000, and we tore it down. I remember that building, and we just tore it down, and we have parking over there now. And then I can remember going to the city in 1981, and I said, we're going to build a building here. We're going to put a 32,000 square foot building. The houses in that neighborhood, listen to this. The houses in that neighborhood are 1,200 square feet. That's like 27 houses all put together. We're building a 32,000 square foot building. I'll never forget that night, Brother Evertson. We went to the city. Our church went to the city. The neighbors, led by Mr. Shanahan, you're living, Brother Matagi, you're living in Mr. Shanahan's house. He said he'll never sell that house, but you own it now. And he led a revolt. The North Side Residents Association, they stood up at the city council and said, look, the church are good people. They're good people. We like the church, but we don't want any more. They have no parking. You can't get in there. On Sundays, the place is packed. They park off the property. They park it everywhere. You can't. We don't want another. We don't want that church to expand. I'll never forget the words of the mayor. He's passed away, but he said, this is a hotly contested issue. We're going to table it for 1 week, and we're going to come back next week. Our church prayed. I met with Northside residents, and they all gathered together. And I said, here's what we're trying to do, folks. They were still very opposed to it. Can I tell you what happened? The next week at the city council meeting, the mayor said, is there anyone here outside of the church? I know the church is packed in here tonight. We got you outside. We got you in here. They've packed the quarters. Is there anybody outside of the church, you don't attend the church, that would like to speak in defense of the church? I don't want to hear from anybody from last week. Is there anybody that's new that wants to speak? Mr. Shanahan was in the back. He stood to his feet. He was walking down the middle aisle to the podium with a microphone. And the mayor said, Mr. Shanahan, sit down. I asked if there's anybody that wants to speak in defense. I know you're against this project. He kept walking. He said, Mayor, I know what you said. And I don't know why I'm doing this. I have no idea why I'm doing this. But I'm asking on behalf of the Northside Residents Association that you let this church build that building. If God could feed 5,000, can he feed 4? Don't you remember? Brother Van Dyke, you remember that event. And God just did that. God, if God can give us a 32,000 square foot building with 38 parking stalls, and we grew every year for 25 years over there by 100 a year, 2,500 people came. And they packed in there, and we grew and we grew. If God can do that, God can give us that corner building. God can give that building across the street. God's not done with us yet. You know, I think about our ministry here. I think about when Mr. Newsom came out and said, okay, your buses need to be newer. He said, this doesn't count for county buses or city buses or school buses, but church buses need to be newer. And he passed an edict, and he gave us a couple years. You know, this church, instead of, some churches got out of the bus ministry in our state. Instead, this church began to raise money. They raised $1.2 million and flew 16, 17, 18, 20 men back to Oklahoma, and we drove those buses across the country, all paid for, and we ran them today. God did that. Don't you remember? Don't you remember Clyde Avenue? Don't you remember this property? Don't you? I remember going to the city for this 3,000 seat auditorium. And I said, now we've built, they said, you've already overbuilt the property. You have those dormitories for the men. You have the dormitories for the ladies. You have the commons building, the gymnasium, the dining halls, the academic. You cannot put, there's a big football field we put here. Big walking track. It was beautiful. And I said, well, we're going to build it. And you know, when it was finally voted on, it was voted 7-0, let them build. God did that. Amen. Don't you remember? That's what God's word says. Don't you remember the feeding of the 4,000? Don't you remember the 5,000? Don't you remember this? Don't you remember what God has done, that God is always able? I think about how that we had $16.5 million in debt. That's a lot of money. Our payment was $100,000 a month. Brother Sly, you know, because you were responsible for it. And he led our church forward. I think we worked on that about 11 or 12 years. But can I tell you what took place with that $16.5 million? And I got a report every week. And when it finally went down to 9.9, I've got it in my office, 9.9 million. I thought we're under 10 million. And it went down to 8 million, and then under 7, and then 6, then 5, then 4, and now it's starting to go to 3 million, and then 2 million, and then 1 million, and then the night we paid it off. God paid it off. 16 points. God can do it again. I think of our church, how that for 50 years, every December, we come to December 31st with every bill paid. Well, I don't think God can do it this year. Let me tell you, we've had five major turndowns financially in 50 years. Remember the computer turned down, but it all went south. I remember the first one was the building trades, Brother Morris, back in the 70s. And I remember we were building a building and all builders were losing their companies and just went bankrupt. Interest rates were so high under Mr. Carter, 24%. It was just crazy. But God did it. And somehow we've survived through all these years, these turndowns. God did it. And for 50 years now, this December, we will have paid every single bill that we have in the file by December 31st. God did it. God can provide that building on the corner. I know I've talked to the man, and I've just sort of gently said, I'd like to buy your building. One time, about maybe 15 years ago, I said, I'd like to buy your building. He said, well, and he bought it at $1.5 million. On February the 11th, 2000, the night our daughter was married. He bought it then for 1.5. He goes, well, our starting price would be starting to talk at 5 million. We can't afford that building for $5 million. But what he doesn't know, he may wind up giving us that building. It just might happen. I remember when God worked on Ben Yates and Ben and his wife, they came out here, they're in their 80s now, and they came out here about a year ago, and they sat in our staff meeting, and I walked them through the buildings, and I walked them through the Yates computer lab, and I walked them through all these things, and they're just amazing. And they said, you know, Pastor, this building serviced us with our finances for all these years, but it is fulfilling the purpose that God created this land. Amen. He created this land for this college. And for this church, and it just overwhelmed. They walked in this auditorium, and they were blown away with what they saw. I tell you what, if God can feed 5,000, if God can feed 4,000, God can feed 2,000, 10,000, whatever God wants to do, God can do it. He will do it again. I remember so winning campaigns we've had. They've all been successful. 100,000 door campaigns. They've all, in 1 week's time, getting the Gospels out. 100,000 Bibles, Brother Flood talked about tonight. I can think about all the things that God has done for North Valley Baptist School, Brother, 48 years, Brother Fanera. 48 years, the doors have, and it loses money. It's a money loser, like our missions is a money loser, like our bus ministry is a loser, and like the college is a loser. But for 29 years, the doors have stayed open, college. We need about $300,000 to keep the school going this year. Where's it coming from? I'm not going to stay up and worry about it. You can stay up and worry about it at night if you want, but I'm going to bed. Good. The college needs about $300 after all the tuition is paid. We don't charge enough. We need more than we need $300,000 this year. How's it going to happen? I don't know, but God always takes care of it. Yeah. I'm talking about the fact, could God do it again? Could God call some of you boys to preach? Why can't he call you to preach? If you think, well, I'm the next preacher, you're not the next preacher. But if you're timid and afraid and say, I can't do it, I can't stand up there, you're the one God's looking for. He's looking for a man that will deny himself and just say, Lord, here am I, send me. You young girls, you can be preachers' wives and youth pastors' wives and servants of God. You college-age students, you can serve God and tear it up with your life. Oh, Brother Moore, wherever he's at, he's going to graduate in December, and he's got churches that are looking for he and his wife to pastor, and they all want him. Hey, I want you to know this, that God can do it again. Let him.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.